You're listening to Swiss News in English. I'm Emily Breslin. And now for the news for the week of November 19th, 2023. Federal elections were held in Switzerland on October 23rd to determine the representation for both the Senate and the House of Representatives. The Senate is made up of two representatives from each canton, with the exception of the half cantons, which have one representative each. The House of Representatives is made up of elected legislators in a number corresponding to the size of the canton they represent. For example, Zurich, being the most populated canton, has the most representatives in the House of Representatives. This election, as predicted, showed the trend toward conservatism in the House of Representatives, with the ultra-conservative SVP party gaining 9 seats. In the Senate, however, the SVP lost 2 seats, proving that overall, the Swiss population is not wholly conservative, but more moderate. Sharp political divides are evident in many Western countries, and the rise of populism and the proliferation of more conservative ideology on social media can possibly account for this trend. In addition, the SVP party funds the sending of fear-based literature, which is sent to homes in Switzerland. One such piece of SVP campaign literature sent throughout Canton Zurich prior to the October election contains a photo of African refugees huddled together. This image has a large red X mark on it. Next to this image is a white Swiss family sitting on a picturesque mountainside in Switzerland, enjoying nature. This image has a large green check mark on it. Many question the legality of such obviously racist literature and how targeting a culture or ethnicity as undesirable and fomenting racist thoughts about this group may negatively impact the treatment of people of color in Switzerland. Also notable changes in the House of Representatives occurred in both the Green and Green Liberal parties, who lost 5 and 6 seats, respectively. The SP party, or Swiss Workers' Party, picked up 2 seats in the House, and the Mitte, or Centrist Party, picked up 1 additional seat. In the Senate, the Mitte, or Centrist Party, continues to hold the most seats, gaining 1 additional representative this year, and the SP or Swiss Workers' Party picked up an additional 2 Senate seats. The ultra-conservative SVP party lost a Senate seat, in stark contrast to their large gain of 9 seats in the House of Representatives. It is expected that the 7-seat Federal Council will remain the same in its makeup of parties represented as the legislators meet in December to vote on the Federal Council. Alain Berset is the only one of 7 members of the Federal Council to step down this term, and he is a member of the SP or Swiss Workers' Party. Therefore, he will be replaced by a member of this same party by vote from the legislature. Don't forget to purchase your vignette decals or the new e-vignette for your vehicle before hitting the road in 2024. Switzerland, unlike neighboring France and Italy, is a toll booth-free country. Swiss people and visitors enjoy the unencumbered highway experience. However, it's important to remember the roads are not free. Historically, one must purchase a decal or vignette for the windshield in order to drive on the highways in Switzerland, but now there is an e-vignette option as well. The 2024 vignettes for Swiss vehicles go on sale starting December 1st, 2023. Motor vehicle owners now have a choice between the sticker vignette or the new e-vignette, which is linked to your license plate number. Either version costs 40 francs for the year. Your current vignette is valid until January 31st. The e-vignette can be purchased on the portal of the Federal Office of Customs and Border Protection at www.e-vignette.ch. That's www.e-vignette.ch. Unlike before, the e-vignettes are now available for owners of classic cars, trailers, or motorcycles. Fines for drivers using the highways in Switzerland without a vignette are still 200 francs, so do remember to buy your adhesive vignette at a gas station shop or online soon. It simply wouldn't be an episode befitting a triumphant return from our hiatus if we didn't give our listeners an update on the wolf situation in Switzerland. The difficult balance between the preservation of the wolf population and protecting sheep and goat herds from violent wolf attacks continues. According to SwissInfo.ch, there were less than 100 wolves in Switzerland in 2019. But today, there are more than 300 wolves roaming the Alpine nation, spanning 32 different wolf packs. It is estimated that if unchecked, the wolf population of Switzerland will grow by 30% each year. Currently, wolves deemed a threat can be shot by farmers who bear the brunt of the growing population. Farmers argue that the taxpayers suffer, since the government compensates farmers for sheep and goats killed by wolves, and this is happening with more and more frequency since the laws have changed to protect wolves. The argument continues as to how many packs of wolves Switzerland can comfortably accommodate. The number of acceptable packs seems to hover between 12 and 20, with preservation groups like Wolf Switzerland insisting that 12 is far too low, while the federal government struggles to find a balance between preservation and safety for both livestock and humans. Farmers have reported 5 times more incidences of wolf attacks since the year 2000, making the situation, quite literally, a bloody mess. Thank you for listening to our weekly podcast, Swiss News in English. Tune in next Tuesday for more Swiss news, and don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Until next time, auf Wiedersehen, arrivederci, a bientôt.